Okay, so let's dive in. The EU AI Act. It's massive, really aiming to be the global benchmark for regulating AI, especially the high-risk kind. We're talking critical infrastructure, medical devices, things where you absolutely need safety and, well, fairness baked in. But looking through the materials, there's this significant catch, right? The Act seems heavy on post-hoc compliance, documentation audits after the fact, which feels like it leaves this kind of dangerous gap between what the law intends and what the tech actually does in real time.
Yeah.
You know, when it's making those split-second high-stakes calls.
That's exactly the problem we need to tackle. You've got the legal demand, but where's the technical enforcement at the moment of computation? And that's where this idea of ternary moral logic, or TML, comes into the picture. It's framed as a governance-native approach, basically trying to build a proactive, verifiable technical structure for the Act's rules rather than just checking boxes later.
Okay, governance-native. How does TML actually change things on the ground?
Well, the core idea is shifting away from the standard binary output, you know, just yes or no, allow or deny. TML uses three states. State one is permissible. Okay, go ahead. State two is impermissible. Definitely stop. But the really key one, the game changer, is state zero, indeterminate.
Indeterminate, right? That's the aha moment here. So if the system's not sure, it just stops. How does it even measure its own uncertainty?
It uses something called the Ethical Uncertainty Score, or EUS. Yep. Think of it as a calculated metric.
Yeah.
The AI assesses its own potential for bias, for harm, for just being uncertain about the output. And if that EUS number crosses a threshold, one you'd set based on how risky the application is, TML forces what the source calls a sacred pause.
A sacred pause. I like that name.
Yeah, it forces the AI to treat its doubt not as like some glitch to ignore, but as a core feature demanding human input.
But hang on, forcing a pause, running these EUS checks constantly, doesn't that slow everything down?
Mm.
Especially for systems needing near instant decisions. Is safety getting in the way of speed here?
That's a critical point, and yeah, it's a trade-off. The TML approach basically argues that for these high-risk situations, the potential cost of a mistake.
Like a biased loan denial or a bad medical diagnosis.
Exactly. That cost is far higher than the cost of a slight delay needed for informed human review. This pause directly implements Article 14 of the Act, the human oversight part. It makes it automatic architectural.
So it's not just a theoretical stop button someone might press, it's built in.
Mm-hmm.
The human gets pulled in precisely when the AI is unsure.
Right. And critically, it's not a blind pause. There's a clarifying question engine, the CQE. During the pause, it generates a clear, human-readable prompt explaining why it stopped.
Ah, okay. So it might say something like...
Now, hold on. This loan denial seems highly correlated with a protected characteristic. There's a risk of bias here. Please review. Something like that. It guides the human intervention.
Got it. Which brings us to accountability. A huge problem with current systems is that logs can be, well, messy, or worse, tampered with. How does TML ensure that audit trail is solid?
That's the next piece. Immutable moral trace logs. The whole sequence, the EUS score that triggered the pause, the exact CQE prompt the human saw, and the final decision made, it's all recorded.
Okay, recorded. But how do you make it immutable, unchangeable?
That's where the crypto part comes in. These logs are cryptographically hashed. Think of it like a unique digital fingerprint. And then through what they call the hybrid shield, these hashes are anchored onto public blockchains.
Blockchains. Okay, let's unpack that a bit. What does anchoring to a public blockchain actually mean for, say, a regulator trying to check compliance?
It essentially timestamps the record in a way that's publicly verifiable and mathematically impossible to alter after the fact without detection. It's like having a global digital notary. This directly addresses the EU AI Act's needs under Article 12 for robust record keeping and Article 10 for transparency. You're moving from claiming you were compliant on paper
to actually proving it with evidence that nobody could have messed with.
Precisely. It allows for continuous auditing because the system is, in a way, auditing itself constantly and logging the proof. No more trying to piece things together weeks later from potentially unreliable logs.
So the system audits itself in real time. That's a big shift.
It is. You could say the EU AI Act sets out the legal what needs to happen, and TML offers a potential technical how, a way to actually build it. It empowers the regulators, but also, crucially, human judgment when it matters most.
Right. So thinking ahead, here's something for you, our listeners, to mull over. If this sacred pause triggered by uncertainty is a viable blueprint for high-risk AI, What other complex legal ideas, things like fairness, non-discrimination, specific safety protocols, could we potentially enforce not just through policy documents, but by designing them as inescapable architectural features within the AI itself?